From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters. In 2021, anti-Semitism peaked, increasing 34% from previous years, reaching an all-time high. This is according to the Anti-Defamation League, an organization that monitors anti-Semitic behavior as well as incidents. Now, instead of intimidating the Jewish community, it's brought them closer together, at least here in Idaho. And that will be part of the celebration as the public gathers tonight at the Capitol to kick off Hanukkah. And joining us today to talk more about all of this is Rabbi Mendel Lifschitz with the Chabad Jewish Center. I want to welcome you to the program, Rabbi.
Thank you so much. How are you today?
I am so good. Thank you. So, Rabbi, can you talk to us first about the significance of Hanukkah, especially, you know, in the face of rising anti-Semitism?
Well, yes, thank you so much for asking. Hanukkah is perhaps the earliest recorded story of a religious group being persecuted for their beliefs and unable to practice their faith and fighting back for that. So in a sense, this is the perfect type of holiday to reflect on what it means to have religious minorities in our country and what it means for Jewish people to be Jewish and to be able to celebrate their faith. We feel very blessed and fortunate to live in a free country, America, a real blessing to the Jewish community, and living in Boise, living in Idaho, we've experienced a welcome embrace by the wider community. Notwithstanding that, we have seen the terrible, deplorable rise in anti-Semitism. And we think the Hanukkah story actually provides an opportunity for people to come together, an opportunity for Jewish people to celebrate who they are and be proud of it. What's interesting about Hanukkah is that despite the fact that there was a military victory in the story of Hanukkah, what we focus primarily on is the kindling of the menorah, the eight-branch candelabra. And I think there's a message there for all of us that Hanukkah is a time when there might be darkness in the world, but we can prevail if we just kindle a light.
Mm. So I want to go back to last year during Hanukkah, because the Anne Frank Memorial in Boise was vandalized with graffiti at that time. Can you take us back over the last year and talk a little bit about how you felt with this rising anti-Semitism that we've seen in our country? And maybe I should say that in your mind, I guess, do you believe that these beliefs have maybe always been here in the United States, just maybe more underground, and they're, or is there truly a rise of it happening?
You know, I think there have always been bad actors, and I hate to say this, but there likely will always be bad actors. Our job and our goal is really to ensure that this doesn't become pervasive throughout society. With the Anne Frank Memorial vandalism, which was clearly anti-Semitic, we feel encouraged by the fact that the community came together, that law enforcement jumped on it, and we feel very privileged to have such a close working relationship with the Boise Police Department, the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and many other partners in law enforcement. So from that perspective, we are encouraged. We also believe that it was primarily out-of-state actors that have been perpetrating the headline-grabbing anti-Semitic incidents in Idaho. Nonetheless, it's never acceptable. And we ask the wider community to step up and show their support to demonstrate that we are better than this and that this does not reflect the wider community whatsoever. So I think Hanukkah is a good time. I think the event tonight at the Capitol is an opportunity. We feel heartened that the community leaders, the elected officials, the public officials will be participating tonight, from the governor to the various mayors in the Treasure Valley, and many other state representatives and legislators and community leaders as well. So that gives us hope And Hanukkah is a time when we look to hope, because it's a time when families come together. It's a time when we reflect on how we can be more proud as Jews without having to worry. And we're grateful for the opportunity. And we ask everybody to please participate in your own way to demonstrate that you don't tolerate anti-Semitism whatsoever.
How important is it, as you mentioned, all of these state leaders, local leaders who will be participating tonight, in, you know, including the governor? What kind of statement does that make?
For me, it tells me that we're not alone. You know, if I think back to the Hanukkah story, the powers that be in that story oppressed the Jewish people. And sadly, for over 3,000 years of our history, that's been a common theme, oppression by the government in whatever country Jews have lived. And to be able to celebrate Hanukkah in the iconic halls of power and the seat of government in our country is really a remarkable demonstration of how welcoming this country is and how much we really value liberty and diversity.
Rabbi, for folks who may not be familiar with Hanukkah, can you tell us a little bit more about it? And I ask this question because I think that whether you are a Christian or not, it seems like everyone knows the story of, you know, of Jesus and of Christmas. But unless you are Jewish or you are close to Jewish people, you may not know a lot about the significance of Hanukkah.
Sure. That's a great question. The story of Hanukkah takes us back over 2,000 years ago. The Jews were living in Israel at the time and had a holy temple in Jerusalem, which was the center of Jewish spiritual life and Jewish communal life. At the time, Israel was governed by the Assyrian Greeks, and Israel was kind of an autonomous state under the Greek Empire. The Assyrian Greeks slowly started prohibiting the Jews from practicing their faith, and finally they came in and desecrated the Holy Temple. And so it was really a challenge to the soul of Judaism, who we are as Jews. Interestingly, they did not attempt to annihilate the Jewish people as the Nazis did in Germany. Rather, they just said, if you stop being Jewish, we'll let you live. But Jews said, you know, if we're Jewish, that's really who we are. That's our identity. And so this, they embarked on an armed struggle to be able to retain their faith. And when they succeeded against all odds in doing that, they came back to the Holy Temple and found that it was desecrated. There wasn't any pure olive oil, which was necessary to light the menorah, the candelabrum in the Holy Temple. They kept searching, and they found that the Assyrian Greeks had not stolen all the oil, nor had they poured it out. They simply had tempered the oil. And so there was no sacred oil that was pure. And it was a real offense to the religious values of the Jewish people. Mm. And so the Jews finally found one jug of oil that was not tempered, that had the seal of the high priest. They lit the menorah with that, despite the fact that they wouldn't have new oil for another 8 days until they procured new oil. Miraculously, as the story of Hanukkah tells us, the candelabrum, the flames on the menorah burned for 8 days instead of just one. They only had enough oil for one, but it lasted 8 days. So that's why we light the menorah during Hanukkah. So the message is very clear. Every group has their own tradition, their own history, and their own religious values. And as Jews, we feel privileged that this message, I believe, is really a universal message of religious liberty, of light over darkness, of the triumph of good over evil.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure you know this. You know, New York City has the largest Jewish community in the world outside of Israel. But what people may not be aware of is here locally with Idaho, because isn't the oldest synagogue in continuous use west of the Mississippi right here in Idaho? So there is I think a Jewish history that many people may not be aware of right here in the Gem State.
That's correct. And in fact, Idaho was the first state to elect an openly Jewish governor with Moses Alexander. So we do have a longstanding history of Jewish people, Jewish community in Idaho, and about the acceptance of the Jewish people into the wider community here. And as Idaho has grown over the last few years, especially the Treasure Valley, we've seen an influx of Jewish people as well. And we feel that we've been welcomed, and we certainly appreciate that. And we look forward to working together to fight anti-Semitism and all types of bigotry and hatred in our community.
So tell us a little bit more about tonight's event that will be taking place at the Capitol. I mean, we know who will be there, but what exactly will the ceremony look like? And we should note, it's open to the public. I mean, all are welcome.
Yes, it's open to the public. It's free. And we encourage everybody to come by and participate and show your support. You know, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, my mentor, the head of the Chabad movement in modern times, initiated the concept of public menorah lightings in order to not just have a menorah in your home, but for people to come together to demonstrate that this concept of light over darkness, of the triumph of goodness, is something that is a shared value. And so tonight's ceremony will include symbolic lighting of the menorah, which we will do at the Capitol together with the dignitaries. There will be latkes, and which are traditional Hanukkah food. They are potato pancakes, so they're in plentiful abundance in Idaho.
And
it's a celebration that we have exported from Idaho to the entire world, and donuts as well. And the reason for those types of foods is because they're cooked in oil. And so, as we mentioned earlier, the miracle was with the oil. Right. So we eat oily foods. It's not exactly 21st century diet, but Jews are known to celebrate with cuisine as well. We'll have treats for the children, Hanukkah chocolate coins, which are traditional, and we'll have addresses and greetings from dignitaries such as Congressman Fulcher, the governor, mayor, and many others. So together with Hanukkah songs and all types of holiday cheer. It's a one-hour program. If you're able to make it, just stop by the Capitol at 5 p.m.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Rabbi, for coming on and talking to us about Hanukkah. I think it's so important that we know more about other faiths. I mean, hopefully that way we can understand more and realize that we have so much more in common than not. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Well, we've been talking with Rabbi Mendel Lifshitz about Hanukkah, but also about tonight's Hanukkah ceremony. As the rabbi mentioned, it will begin at 5 p.m. at the Idaho State Capitol in Boise. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.